gets here when he gets here, you lazy bastard, Doc. The Apple logo is mesmerizing, says Ian. Yes, it is, actually. It's obviously to do with, you've got to be able to, anyone that can actually draw that accurately on their screen of their new watch will get a golden ticket to the Willy Wonka Apple Festival.
Ooh. Sweet.
No, I'm lying.
I'll give that a try. Do you see what Twitter did?
Did I see what?
What Twitter did.
The sort of edit feature?
No. Basically, whenever you mention the Apple event hashtag and someone like or you hit like of one of those tweets, the like, like the heart actually traces like the Apple logo.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
See, this is really weird because it's added Jeff's shot automatically, but it hasn't added yours.
Yeah, that's probably me.
No, it's not. It's fucking Skype. Shit. They're going to start at this rate. Which bit of getting before whip starts is Doc struggling with? Oh, here we go. He's going to claim he's 2 seconds early, so therefore. It's Doc.
It's like 5 minutes to get everything
ready. Doc.
What is so funny, Patrice?
You're funny.
You're a funny guy.
I am.
Pre-show predictions, Apple car, Apple headset, and I don't know. And the wanking.
And, Tracy. And Apple Tracy boyfriend slash girlfriend. You just, there's actually a switch you flip, and it alternates to whichever you prefer.
Yeah, nice. Apple boyfriend, if you don't get the ultimate pleasure, then you're holding him wrong. Doc, start your fucking video, man.
I did. What the hell?
Then maybe turn on the lights in your place.
Yeah. Could be.
Dude, become white.
It was the wrong cam link. My bad.
It's all right, man. Just make sure you get it right before you go on Leo, eh? That doesn't look like you either. Jark, I love your new look, mate. You look like a Skype logo.
Why?
Because that's all that's there.
Here we go.
But my... Oh my god, the tantric Apple music is killing me.
I just hope there's
I feel so zen right now.
Just hope there's a happy ending.
That's funny, Ewan.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I did see what you did there, Ewan.
Yeah. Well, no, maybe it never comes. That's the whole point, isn't it, with Tantra?
Oh, even better. Damn, two for two.
Two for two. I could actually publish that as well.
You get it. You get a sale for that twofer?
Yeah. Oi. It's gone to the long tone. We're getting ready. Oh, the music's changed. Got to remember which line it's on.
I think I'm having a stroke. The logo suddenly started flying in my face.
Oh, here we go. We're off. I haven't wanted an Apple Watch, so this is... I've got wine just in case I get really bored. Pre-show predictions.
Sound in the background?
Pre-show predictions, says Ian Lewis. Yes, it's not going to get it any less fugly.
It's going down a vaginal S tunnel.
No, that's a heart, you fool.
Oh.
Not a lotus.
Same.
Oh, oi. How loud is it compared to us, Ian? Have we got the balance right here? I did turn it down a bit, but we always get told off for it being too low.
No, it's good. It's doing like a ducking, which is kind of cool.
Good morning and welcome.
Morning, Tim.
So pleased that you could join us. We've got some really exciting product announcements to share with you.
It's the middle of Apple's circle thing, like a national forest now.
Yeah, it is.
There's bears in there.
I like his ninja shoes, though. That's pretty sick.
It's so inspiring how people everywhere have adapted.
I'm going to miss him.
Working remotely, learning from home.
Learning from home.
And gathering virtually to stay close to family and friends. And it's been gratifying to see the importance of our products.
Totally gratifying, dude.
Product.
Carry on and move forward.
Mate, if you release something today that I want to buy, I will eat my left shoe.
Forward to better days.
On the next show.
I hope they're selling left shoes because you'll be down one.
To continue making products.
Yeah, mate. The only thing the Apple Watch ever did for me was make me want to wear my proper watch again.
Today we're focusing on two products that have played integral roles.
Yeah, I might buy an Apple Watch.
We got Tim on line four here. Here he is. Look,
Tim. Let's get started with Apple Watch.
Oh, straight in. It's still
Apple
fugly.
Watch revolutionized what a watch can
do. Still looks like still a pillow.
For over 100 years,
the traditional that's the old watch, people. That's not the new one.
The new one's round.
Today, it's incredible.
Now we've sacked
Apple
Johnny Ive. We've got him out of the design circle, and we've actually got a round watch like everyone wanted.
I don't want around now. I like square. More real estate.
It's crap.
At work, Apple Watch notifies me everything from messages to news alerts and keeps me right on schedule.
But don't you control the weather?
Stay in shape, so it's great that Apple Watch keeps track.
At Apple Park, it does.
And motivates me to close my ring.
Yeah, I'm assuming Apple Park is a completely controlled environment.
Unlock my door and turn on the light.
It's a hologram.
And when I'm ready to settle
there you
in,
go.
I use Apple Watch to stream my favorite music.
I think that is a green screen.
And it's so reassuring for millions.
I think that picnic table in the middle,
Apple
though, is going to be a bit crap when it rains.
Health features like heart
well, it doesn't rain in
cycle
California.
Tracking and fall detection. And
even is that a vineyard? Look at the lines there. Does that look like a vineyard behind his right shoulder? It does, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Apple it's an apple orchard.
Apple wine. And
it does rain in California. It rains ash.
Telling me. That's
true. It's not even.
Ian says it's a bit quiet on the Apple feed. Maybe that's good.
She'd been experiencing pain in her stomach, but didn't think it was too serious.
And the Apple Watch did what?
Well, she swallowed her Apple Watch and was able to use it to determine that she had a cyst or something.
Where it was determined she was in septic shock. Ray got immediate intervention. But she could have died without that warning from her Apple Watch.
How did she get septic shock?
Or Enrique from Spain.
Girls get it a lot.
No. How did the watch know she got septic shock?
Her heart rate went up.
Probably. Oh, right.
Appointments are to calling taxis and helping him keep fit. For Enrique, his Apple Watch has become an essential part of his day-to-day life. Now I'd like you to meet a few more of these people and hear their stories.
Dear Apple, my name is Kate. It has always been my dream
hey, Apple.
To become
my name's
an
Ewan.
Olympian.
And my Apple Watch told me
but
time.
That can be hard with type 1 diabetes. It was just so many shots and finger pricks every single day. I went from having to check my blood sugar manually every 20 minutes to now all I have to do is just glance down at my wrist. Which
so many
the
shots, my friends are pricks.
To my side. I feel like I don't have type 1 when I'm competing now.
My name is YJ. Back in February of 2019, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure and hypertension. The medication cost
too
me
many
$2,000
carbs,
a month with insurance. That was the tipping point for me.
Lose the carbs and you'll lose the blood pressure.
I started tracking my exercises and started tracking my
health. You don't
want
to lose blood pressure.
My watch.
Well, you lose a high blood pressure.
18 months later.
I suffer with low blood pressure.
Any medications and I am in the best shape of my life.
My name is James. We were sitting in the living room and I glanced down at my watch because it kind of vibrated. It flashed increased heart rate. About time we got to the hospital, my heart rate was 206. And she said, sir, you're going into cardiac arrest.
Whoa.
I was 26. I wanted my life. And I didn't want my life just for me, but I wanted it for my family. I'm thankful to still be here, and I'm thankful for that device that saved me.
I really love hearing those stories about how Apple Watch helps people and enriches their lives. And healthcare providers...
Yeah, I can't take the piss out of that either. That's good.
...businesses are also seeing the benefits of offering Apple Watch.
The Apple Watch is probably my most important device.
They know it can make a big difference in the lives of their patients.
No, it's making a huge difference for a lot of people.
We're not going that far, mate.
Recently, not for me, it is.
No, for real, it is. But it's just because Julian doesn't like it, he wants us all to hate it. But it works for me too.
No, I just it's like it's good, but I just not spending that amount of money every year for a watch.
Well, you
don't buy one every 2 years or every 3.
No, I mean I just like I'd rather spend.
I sold mine for like $200 before symptoms
appear. Well, this watch.
Singapore has one of the world's leading healthcare systems.
This watch was a nice watch, and it's about £1,000 worth, and it's going to last me forever.
By offering incentives for people to use
it's called a value proposition, just because it doesn't match your value doesn't mean it's not a value proposition for someone else.
But here's the thing, Dot, right? If I won't buy a Samsung watch, because although it looks better, and it probably got an equal functionality, I don't want to get out of the Apple sphere. So if Apple brought me out a round watch that looked good today, I would separate myself with 500 quid quite happily. It looks just crap, me,
or was the Air Force One cameo shot on so many of our customers like completely lives. Appropriate?
We continue to be
new
inspired.
CEO.
And this year, watchOS 7 adds several important health features that take advantage of the powerful technology in Apple Watch. The new sleep app uses the motion sensors to track your sleep. Automatic hand washing detection recognizes the motion and sound.
How far can he spit a seed through that crack?
Give over.
For the recommended 20 seconds. And watchOS 7
as predicted,
now uses
talking
your motion
about
and heart rate to measure a lower range of
for the first hour.
Value. Now, the American Heart Association recommends routinely assessing cardio fitness levels.
Yeah, Ian says don't then, just use the Series Zero like me, but the Series Zero is what I've got. Ellis has got it at the moment. Sharon loves her. She's got a Series 5. She adores it.
Which is a powerful predictor of your overall health. And coming later this year...
Well, you and variety in your relationship is important. It keeps things fresh and exciting for both of you.
Each year,
she loves this. Absolutely loves it.
Raises the bar.
I still think it looks ugly. Ian's put 3, 2, 1. You're still a dirty
Apple
bastard. Okay, I'll take
big
it.
Big leap forward, and I'm excited to show it to you now.
It's round. That's what that all those lights are. Look, it's round.
I hope not.
Give us a round watch. Agree. Come on.
It takes away real estate.
I agree. Don't give me a round watch.
It's round. Look.
No, it's not.
That's the bezel.
It's getting rounder, though.
No, it's...
It's about as round.
It's square. Still.
It's still a pillow. The new Apple sofa cushion.
Oh, I kind of like that blue a lot.
Powerful features and beautiful design.
It's 44, so we can still use it.
I don't like that band.
There's a new blue.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not a blue.
This updated classic gold stainless steel finish. A new gray-black stainless steel called graphite. And for the first time, a stunning new Apple Watch product red. Now, on the inside, Series 6 is packed with incredible technology, including a new health sensor that enables an amazing new capability. Let's take a look.
Yes. Flat 02. Nice.
That can't be that accurate, though. You've got to put your finger on somewhere because your wrist skin's too thick for that.
There have been devices that do that for a while. This is not new. Like, it's new in the watch, but it's not new.
95% when she sat still. That's crap.
Series 6.
You can measure your blood oxygen.
Well, maybe she's right in Colorado, where that's actually pretty normal.
Series 6 shines red.
Jeff's
light
at 89. He dreams at 95.
The amount of light reflected.
That's why he was late last
advanced
week.
Advanced algorithms use this data to calculate the color of your blood.
We've been conserving oxygen, the so they oxygen dropped present. Us all down to 88, 89.
The new blood oxygen 89. App lets you take a measurement in just 15 seconds.
But 95 is shit.
And Series 6 also captures periodic background readings and stores them in your health.
If you went into a hospital at 95% on your SATs, that would be
background measurements while you sleep. I'll hand it over to Sumble to talk more about blood oxygen and its importance.
Yeah, it's definitely not good. You don't want to go down.
No, so why show that on a demo?
Blood oxygen saturation, also known as SpO2, is
like
a vital sign.
Because they want to talk about low oxygen saturation
about your breathing and circulation. Apple Watch is already a powerful health tool with apps that measure heart rate and heart rhythm. And now, adding blood oxygen brings another valuable health
normal range is 94 to 99, by the way. So you guys can please stop.
Yeah, but if you're below 97, mate, they start to worry about you in hospital when you're lying flat on your back.
Oh, no, I'm not a paramedic.
No, but I reckon, right, she was a sniper, and she was trying to lower her heart rate, so that would end. She's doing the four breaths in, four breaths out thing.
Now, Blood Oxygen app on Series 6 lets you measure your blood oxygen for fitness and purposes
the
same.
The other 5%
wrist,
isn't enough
anywhere
purchase.
And at any time.
The 5% of your blood app.
And with future medical discoveries, we're launching 3 new health research studies to learn how longitudinal blood oxygen measurements, along with other
I'm
health
try
metrics
and make that
from
into
Apple
a show
Watch, can help manage conditions that affect the heart and lungs. First, to study how to better manage and control asthma using physiological signals from Apple Watch, we're collaborating with the pulmonary experts at the University of California, Irvine, and Anthem. Second, to learn more about how metrics, including blood oxygen, can be used to manage heart failure, we're partnering with one of the largest research organizations in North America, University Health Network, and the investigators at the University of Toronto. And finally, as we all continue to learn more about COVID and understand the interplay with influenza, we're partnering with the investigators of the Seattle Flu Study and faculty from the University of Washington School of Medicine. We will explore how blood oxygen and heart rate can be early signals of the onset of these respiratory conditions. So that's
capturing
the new
this kind of data.
We're
I mean, we've
so
seen it with the heart rate, capturing this kind of data all day,
users.
Every day.
Now
it's,
back
it's
to Jeff
for
to tell you
studies.
More about the new Apple Watch
oh, yeah.
Series 6.
Whether you're measuring blood oxygen, making a phone call on your watch, or simply checking your activity rings, it's all made possible by Apple Silicon. Inside Series 6 is our 6th generation system in package. It's a purpose-built design that's absolutely unique in the industry. It includes a high-performance dual-core processor based on the A13 Bionic in iPhone 11, but optimized for Apple Watch. The S6 is up to 20% faster than the previous generation.
Every time
generation.
They say Bionic, I hear
Series 6 also has great features that are perfect for when you're out and about. Let's head outside and take a look.
That makes Tim Oscar Goldstein.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Because of its energy-efficient design, Series 6 has an even better always-on display, making it easier to read your watch on sunny
days. So that girl was hired from a model
display.
Agency, and she's climbing
now
that thing going, Apple can get stuff, don't doing this again.
When your wrist is down. Series
yep.
6 also features...
They got all that money, and they make me walk upstairs. Why can't I be in helicopters to the top, and they can do
the
pictures
day.
Of me floating down?
So on your next hike,
oh, that's probably
you can
what,
see
what they did.
They made her walk 8,000 right feet up a mountain.
No, they put her up there with a helicopter, and she walked like 5 steps.
You can measure your blood oxygen saturation right from your wrist.
Okay, so she's at 8,000 feet. 96 would be okay.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about watch faces. The watch face is fundamental to the Apple Watch experience. And we're taking faces further this year.
Yeah.
Starting with some great new designs. And we'd like to share them with you now.
Lewis is not feeling it.
The watch face is the most powerful and personal aspect of Apple Watch. Our approach to face design begins with a deep respect for the history of timekeeping. We combine that sense of craft with the powerful technologies and capabilities of Apple Watch to create these new faces. The GMT face shows multiple time zones at once and takes into account where you are.
That's good.
The countdown face lets you start tracking elapsed time from any given point.
That's good for diving.
And inspired by classical racing watches, the Chronograph Pro face
uses
multiple time scales, including a tachymeter to measure speed based on time traveled over a set distance. In the typograph face, numerals can be displayed in three custom type styles and four different scripts.
Camps would love that.
Every combination is tailored to fit the face.
Why can't I make a custom face though still?
We also collaborated with the artist Jeff McFetridge to create a unique piece of art for your watch. There are millions of combinations, and a different one animates when you raise your wrist.
Yeah, that's crap.
Yeah, who needs
that? The Memoji face brings your favorite Memoji to your watch. Each one moves and reacts to your touch.
We are not the, only stretch face, target audience you your pride for who you products are, like this.
Support your favorite
That's
team,
true.
It's still
or even
crap.
Match what you're wearing. We're so proud to add to the legacy of Apple Watch.
I'm well aware that other people may have opinions, but they're wrong.
In WatchOS 7, we also gave developers new tools to build even more specialized watch faces. So if you're into surfing, there's a watch face for that. With apps like Dawn Patrol to check surf conditions, or if you're into photography, there's a watch face for that.
Oh,
with apps like Lumi to help you track the sun's position.
And a golden bracelet. I'll see
or if
what
you're
you
a healthcare
there.
Provider, there's a watch face for that. With apps like Notable to see your upcoming appointments. Watch faces have always been a great way
Third
to
party faces, says
watch.
Ian's got to happen.
Another
I totally agree.
Is
I've got to write my own type face.
Yeah, not this year, though.
I want to just be able to shove up a JPG, a PNG, and that's
and
it.
Limited to a few preset sizes for fit.
If you go into Xcode and you do that and you export it, you can do that.
Well, I can't go into Xcode, mate.
We call it
why?
Because I'm shit.
You don't have to write the code like it's actually an already preset up thing.
Okay, do a video on it.
Have Ellis do it for you.
One continuous piece.
Thank you, Jeff.
Can you do a video on how to get the video feeds out from Skype to just start? Because they're not just starting.
And it's swim proof. So it
well, they did just start for you and Jeff, but not
it's
for
It's available in a range of sizes, so you can find your most comfortable fit.
Oh, hang on. How many different sizes have we got there?
Fantastic colors. This new band style is so comfortable. We did another version called the Braided Solo Loop. It's made from 100% recycled yarn.
That loop
it's meticulously
looks awesome.
Braided
recycled
with ultra-thin
yarn.
Silicone threads, and it will be available in 5 colors. We're also offering a new take on the leather band of the new leather link. With no loop back.
Are you going to do it in Fat Bastard as well?
There are also great new updates for
no.
Apple Watch Nike.
No, no, no.
With fun
oh, no, if you're fat like you and we're only going to give you black and white straps.
Yep.
And for Apple
much.
Watch Hermes,
I
we're
remember
introducing
that.
The new Attilodge band.
A vastly overpriced leather strap.
And dupletour. Mm-hmm. That's Apple Watch Series 6. The most advanced
they're
Apple
pretty,
Watch
but
ever.
They're overpriced.
We
that was quick. That's
all the amazing new features.
19 minutes in, we've done Apple Watch.
This year, we're doing 2 additional things. To make mm-hmm. Apple Watch available to even more people. And
giving
the first
it away?
Is an entirely new way for families to use Apple Watch.
Means-tested purchases.
And here's Deidre to tell you all about it.
Jeff, I can't afford
Apple
it.
Apple Watch is essential
give
for
me a free
staying
one.
Connected to those you love, whether that's a child or an older adult.
They should
adult.
Just give them
right now, Apple
to
Watch needs
all
to
of us for
iPhone,
free because
which is something they
I like
the
family setup with Apple Watch
we're
is clutch.
To introduce
yeah.
Family setup. With family setup, you can use your iPhone.
A lot of love for the Braided strap.
Or older members in your household who
in
don't
the
have their
room.
Own phones. And they will have their own phone number and account.
Yeah, I'm betting that Braided strap will be popular.
Yeah. I want one.
Family setup enables greater independence for your kids or older parents. And you have the comfort of knowing they're just a call away. You get the safety and communication features that technology can deliver. In a device that can be managed responsibly. For example, you can specify which contacts your kids can communicate with when using messages and more. And you can set up automatic
that might actually be pretty cool.
So whether it's grandma's house,
when
school, or basketball
you don't
practice,
want to give your kids
you'll get
a phone,
your
like especially younger ones,
exactly where you expect
but an Apple Watch might be fine.
To help them stay active,
especially
kids
a hand
can now
me
track movements
that's a good point.
And use all the other great features of activity and workout in a way that works best for them. Kids can create a Memoji with just their watch and share it as stickers and messages or
oh,
in the
my daughter,
Memoji watch
my daughter would use that like all day.
Whether they're learning
yeah,
at home or in the classroom,
I'm not the target
school
audience.
Time mode helps kids stay focused with Do Not Disturb,
restricted
interaction,
phone
and this
I'm gonna give
look
my
using stickers.
I'm going to give my 8-year-old a $600 watch.
These are just some of the ways they can stay focused. Kids and older
Three.
Yep.
With the powerful and unique benefits of Apple Watch. Okay. Jeez. Even if they don't have an iPhone.
I mean, if you're going to do it, like, it's cool, but, like, don't go all the way left just to, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to get a gold Republican point. Apple version, $10,000. Ian Lewis says, no way my 9-year-old is getting a £300 watch to smash up.
I would give it, I would give my daughter, I said a hand-me-down, like an older one, for sure.
If there's anyone listening that says, I'm not going to listen to BT anymore because they always talk over the keynote, that's what we've always done.
Yes.
Just so we know, don't write in, okay?
I assume that was the purpose of us being here, was to talk about the keynote.
And we get a bit pissy at times, but actually we're sitting inside going, oh, damn, that's good.
And like Series 6, Apple Watch SE uses our largest and most advanced watch
Apple
display.
Watch SE?
Allowing you to see so much more at a glance.
But that makes sense, then.
The people on
the
family credit.
More apps on your watch face, more in messages, calendar, and maps, and larger and
for those you on state benefits, the Apple SE.
And for fast access to information
and that includes me, because I won't be buying one.
Apple Watch SE uses the S5 chip for up to 2 times faster performance in Series 3.
So last year's chip.
And staying connected is even easier. With the cellular models, which allow
so
you to
basically,
chip is so big it actually dictates the size of your watch.
And with family
that's
setup,
amazing.
Cellular that, models of Apple Watch SE.
That's some crazy horsepower in
kid.
Such a tiny little package.
Customers love using Apple Watch for fitness.
Yeah, and don't forget
out.
That there's still a bad
Apple
massive battery.
And the SE is going to be $199.
An altimeter is Series 6.
Oh, now then, we've been looking at buying a GPS system. So.
A feature that's made a life-saving difference
that might be,
for many
yeah.
Apple Watch wearers. With all of these features
oh, I hope
and
you can
more,
disable that
including the new capabilities in WatchOS 7,
it looks like you've fallen over. Yes, I'm pissed.
$279.
Apple Watch SE starts at just $279.
Wow.
Jeffrey, you can't go ahead of the coverage.
Sorry.
Watch so customers can easily pay
for $12 a month for the rest of your life.
Apple Watch and Series 6 with a breakthrough new blood oxygen.
24 payments is not the rest of your life unless you're
I'm joking, Jesus, Doc. Do you know, like, are you the kind of person that explains every joke you ever tell?
Yeah.
Right, there's the problem.
So, no, you gotta understand, we are being inundated by people making, like, ridiculous claims to make their story sound better.
They don't email you, they email me.
I know it's a joke, but it's still.
To how they're manufactured.
Series 6, Series 3, and SE.
Here's Lisa
interesting.
To share some of the many things Apple is doing to reduce our
so $199, $279, and whatever, $499?
We're proud that all of our corporate operations worldwide...
You reckon Lisa's going to be CEO?
And we've done it.
Yep.
Replacing
you
dirty
think?
Energy with clean
that's my money.
Power.
Wow.
All of our
she can't be. They won't. No, look at the video shot. They won't let her on the third floor. That's the problem. See, they won't let her on the third floor. They've got her on the ground floor just to make a point.
She's an environmentalist. She wants to be close to
the They put Jeff in the panic room because he's too important.
Even further. Starting.
Kevin?
No. The other guy.
Although it makes sense to put me in the panic room.
Neutral. For our entire
they put the other dude in the panic room. They've only got a passing shot of Air Force One. Tim's on the third floor. She's on the ground floor. She's not happening.
Well, no, she's close to the trees.
To make our product. Let's take a look at Apple Watch. Beginning last year, our aluminum watch cases are made with 100% recycled aluminum. And for Series 6, we're now using 100% recycled rare earth elements and tungsten in the Taptic engine. We go to great lengths to make sure our products are
arsenic free glass is not a selling thing anymore.
Like all of our products, Apple Watch is free of BFR, PVC, beryllium, and mercury. And the display glass is
a selling point, but it's a statement you still got to make for all of the dings out there.
Responsibly
managed forests. Sometimes it's not what we make, but what we don't make that counts. We know that customers have been accumulating USB power adapters.
Oh, Jesus.
And producing millions
I don't know if I can read that out.
Consumes resources.
That's so mean.
So this year,
Alistair, if you want to know what Alistair said, go to britishnetwork.com/chat and go to 1826 on the 15th September and you'll see. And it's not kind.
That, nope. Combined with removing the power adapter, will result in eliminating the carbon equivalent of over 50,000 cars from our roads per year.
With a watch.
We have lots more to do, and we'll have lots more to share in the months and years.
No power adapter.
Now, that's where environment loses me, because they do those little screwed up calculations that go, no, we're carbon positive. You're like, how can be?
Significant and lasting, and I'm proud of the great
yeah,
work.
Yeah, carbon
Apple is
positive
doing to protect
towards
our planet.
What? Like, compared to what?
So that's our lineup. Apple Watch Series 6 with a new blood oxygen sensor.
See, 27 minutes in, there's got to be something else.
And the carbon positive compared to burning all of California.
You can order both today, and availability starts this Friday.
Go now!
To celebrate the launch of the new Apple Watch Series 6, we created a video to show
you I know
just
what I'm
how
ordering
far
on
the
Friday.
Watch has come.
No, it's available today. Order now.
Imagine a future where
Machine
learning...
No. Patrice, stop talking. Stop frigging ordering.
Excuse me.
No, you can't.
Yes?
You can't.
Yeah.
Well, today.
Sure he does that.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to order today. Like, I was prepared.
Patrice is
going to
be hitting refresh till midnight.
It's all right. I'll see.
Imagine one day a tiny device with an optical sensor will send you an alert if your heart rate is too low.
I was in the market for a new Apple Watch.
Yes? What?
If there was something interesting, but the blood box. Definitely do.
Okay. Well, how about we'll send you an alert if your heart rate is too high?
It already does that!
All right, let's try something new. We'll send you an alert if you're someplace that's too loud!
I just received one of those alerts.
Really? Well, you should probably find a quieter place.
I haven't got a single noise measurement device on Apple that is any good.
Let me finish.
1 second.
I have.
Take an ECG.
I have.
It already does that.
It already does that.
I heard that.
Good.
The only thing it doesn't get right is I'm showering and it tells me it's like over 90
days. Thank you.
Does that.
Yep. Heard it the first time. Encourages you to stay fit.
Does that.
Okay, I get it. You're fit. I don't know. Will it automatically call 911 if a bear chases you off a cliff and you take a hard fall?
Yeah.
If a bear chases you off a cliff.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I have never had a bear chase me off a cliff.
Okay. I got it. Let's go from the top.
That's because the mountain lion's called Diz.
Okay,
you're so nice, Jeff. The bears invite you around for tea.
Device, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
It's like a Winnie the Pooh thing with a bit of honey, with him and Piglet and the black bear.
No.
The mountain lion likes your moose.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Oh, the biggest altitude of the lot, and he's got 98% sats.
That was fun.
Since the beginning, one of the most profound impacts Apple Watch has had is helping people be more active. We've been working on
something
that will motivate and inspire you even more on your fitness
journey. Service?
And here's Bigger Jay rings. To tell you all about it.
I mean, there have been rumors about a fitness service that Apple might offer.
Being more active is one of the most important things.
You're more
do
active because you got to work harder to pay for this stuff.
We've built a range of features.
That is a rad toupee.
To motivate a wide variety of users.
That dude has got the most. That is.
I don't think it's a toupee. I think I've met that guy.
Who are able really? Well, it's a very good toupee.
I met him at DevUp last year.
That's a toupee, man. That's a Hugh Hefner level toupee.
Who love earning awards and challenging each other to get
but
fit.
Blonde.
One of the Apple Watch's most popular apps is the workout app, which has been finely tuned with powerful algorithms that accurately track the most important.
I'm going to get an email from him now going, that's no toupee, dude.
This
Pistols
year,
at dawn.
We wanted to push the Apple Watch workout experience even further. So we are creating amazing workouts with incredible music. Delivered by the
That's a Gary Newman toupee, 1978, it's only done.
And we'd like to show it to you now.
Workout, trainer, time,
and we got toupee mode.
Yeah, fitness.
You know, these new video workout things... Well, I'm sure a lot of people would be like, ah, that's stupid, why is Apple doing that? This is the perfect time to introduce this. Because
actually, the perfect time was 6 months ago.
Yeah, this is interesting because the Peloton stuff, they've completely changed the mode of peloton. Listen to the music go.
So Patrice, the perfect time would have been 6 months ago. The next perfect time is right now.
Love it. You did great.
Work out.
Oh, well, everyone's going to take the piss out of this, but watching my old lady start using fitness stuff to do every day. This is perfect timing, Jeff.
It's interesting that they've changed the Peloton advertising in the UK now. They used to have the person on the bike going, woo, and yeah, you got this, Peloton. And now, because they've had low response to that, it's nothing like it. They've changed it to just people on their own in bedrooms and stuff like that. Metrics right from their wrist during the workout. They've treated Peloton like it's a masturbation thing.
Possible to see your heart rate, calories burned, pace, and distance. And that data helps keep you motivated and on track, which is awesome. With Fitness Plus, you simply choose the workout you want to do from the catalog of videos on your iPhone.
I mean, while this is good timing, I'm not 100% sure why Apple had to do this.
Do you want to go with Terrell?
The correct workout in your Apple Watch workout app. And it sends those metrics in real time right to the screen you're viewing the workout. So you have all of your data.
Terrell knows exactly how unfit I am.
And your metrics come to life to keep you motivated.
Well done, Ewan.
When the trainer reminds you to check your
heart rate. You've gone up your heart rate. Ewan, slow down. Slow down, man. Your heart rate's too high. No, dude.
When you're in the middle of a tough interval, you see a countdown timer to motivate you to push through every last second. Your activity rings are also right on the screen. So you can see,
and the instructor can see those too.
Progress towards closing your rings for the day.
No, those are pretty.
And if you happen to close one of your rings in the middle of your workout, you won't miss the celebration. You'll see it in real time right on the screen.
No, I want the, if I get a, nice. You get a if I get a celebration, I want the instructor to go, yo, you, and celebrate with you, man. Shown right on the summary. Here's a glass of champagne.
Calories burned, now, did I miss if they're saying this is distance, free pace, or if this is going to be a subscription service?
I reckon this will be free. Free for your first year.
When you buy an Apple Watch 6.
Something like that. For everyone.
Apparently there's something. Oh, yoga. I like that. Brett's in there.
Treadmill walk and treadmill run.
I got the dance one though.
Yeah, yoga. I would give it.
Oh, yoga would be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rowing and even mindful cool down.
Matt's just sent me a WhatsApp saying Terrell is far too happy for a British audience. Or no at
all. Of course, you can do
that. That's why it didn't work. That's why it didn't sell. Matt, get yourself in the chat room, mate.
The gym.
Bob says you got to love the perfect white teeth. He's from Yorkshire. He hasn't seen white teeth ever since he was born.
We think the flexibility to do the workout you love.
He popped out with yellow teeth.
And where you want makes Fitness Plus the perfect workout
Ian Lewis says it's boring. Bob Beach agrees. Deliver a wide variety it's free with a watch purchase. Agree with Doc. It's like Apple TV Plus.
That's fresh new workouts every week across a range.
Is there a distance evaluator for your projectile vomit course, halfway through watching the staggering workout?
Keep you motivated. There's Dalit Ali. Your musical taste. From latest hits and hip hop.
How can you do an well, you could do it. You could do yoga to chill vibes.
That graphic is Apple Music horrible. Subscriber.
Let's do Strength with Greg.
From Fitness Plus and then listen to them later in Apple Music whether you're working out or not. And if you're brand new to fitness,
on sales.
Or it's been a while since you've worked out, there's an absolute beginner program built right in. The program will help you get started, learn the basics of movement and fitness, and get you safely ready for the studio workouts. We wanted to make it easy to find all the workouts you love in Apple Fitness Plus. So they're all located inside the fitness app on the iPhone.
There's a few old men like me who'll be looking at that going, well, there's a few of the girls that get my heart rate up.
From the new fitness app on your iPad and Apple TV. To quickly get to your next best workout, you'll find recommendations personalized just for you. Intelligent
that's
suggestions
not natural
will make
hair.
It easy to find what you like and also encourage you to discover that's gotta be new a trainers weave, and new workouts to balance out your routine. And that's Fitness Plus. You get 10 different get types of studio no, workouts, the so there's something for
Bob says, how much for a Series 6 starts at 349 and the SE starts trainers. At 279?
Whether you work out every single day, want to add a little more like fitness to your life? You just want to get started. Remember.
Ali thinks he's watching daytime TV. If that's a slur on us, mate.
With convenience, expert coaching, and inspiration. And it's all powered by Apple Watch. As with all of Apple's products and services, we've designed Fitness Plus with privacy in mind. All your Fitness Plus workout recommendations are powered using on-device intelligence.
Thank God.
And when using Fitness Plus, neither calories nor the workouts and trainers you choose will be stored along with your Apple ID. The price
trainers, the people that are trainers as in shoes.
Or just $7.99 as in the people.
Both.
I want them to look at her. I want to store her.
Be able to enjoy $9.99 per month.
No additional charge. Fitness Plus will be available in these countries at launch.
The service the wife would have that
before the end of the year. And for those purchasing a new Apple Watch, you get
have you got a Christmas gift, but then at the same time, you only get like 3 months.
No, you only get 3 months free.
And now I'd like to hand it over to Lori to share some more exciting news about our
store. So if you give this to someone for Christmas, they got to already be fit. If you give it to a fat person for Christmas, they're going to kick your butt.
Apple Fitness Plus.
Now, does that work with old versions? Is it all Apple Watches that do heart rate, etc.?
These are services.
So, yeah,
probably.
Version 5, yeah.
And our families.
Because it's in a fitness app, right?
So, and we want to make
sure we can talk about Apple One now?
Enjoy them. So today, I'm excited to introduce Apple One.
Yay!
Apple One gives you and your family all the services you love in one simple plan. It starts with iCloud. Okay. The essential service.
So I'm paying $6.99 for 2 terabytes at the moment.
Videos and files.
I'll pay $100 a year for 2 terabytes.
Apple Music, where you can stream 70 million songs from all your favorite artists.
No.
Apple TV Plus.
$6.99 times 12, $72.
Which have been nominated for you're pounding, dude.
In just the first year.
Yeah, but they're the same now.
Apple Arcade.
In fact, we're worse. With over 100 incredible screw Apple Arcade, it's bagged. You can play anytime.
Yep.
Anywhere.
Apple Arcade sucks.
Apple One also includes Apple News Plus.
And that sucks too.
And of course,
doesn't even
Apple
work
Fitness
over here.
Plus, with its immersive
no music.
Vortex, powered by Apple Watch.
Now that's a thought. Apple Music is the one they had to put in that.
And find the yeah, one exactly. Apple TV and Apple Music.
Because that's the drug sale. That's the KTEL record where you get the...
Yeah.
Oh, it is music. No, music's there, look.
$14.95 a month. How much is Apple TV Plus? Five?
Is that the music? Is that the music icon?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's actually not too bad. I mean, you pay
that's a great price.
I think you pay like $15 for the
family. Yeah, it's a great price.
Oh, brilliant. So I don't have to have the shit that is Apple News.
Yeah.
If I can drop the arcade as well, that'd be great.
One incredible price. Apple One will be available
we'll
this fall,
that.
And it includes 30 days
I don't
days
think
free.
They would
so you can try
do a bundle without Apple Arcade because
it's
they
shit.
Actually want people yeah. to...
Because they got to sell it.
Yeah, they want people turn our kind of committed to it.
IPad. See, Tim's on the roof
Apple,
now.
Apple Arcade is the ketchup with your fries. You're getting it.
They put Lisa on the ground floor. Tim's on the top. He's on the roof looking down into the control department now.
And now but more I mean, than ever, iPad honestly, I will have to look at that. I mean, I pay $10 a month for the.
No, I'm paying $14.99 for music, $6.99 for storage. I would be paying $4.99 except I don't pay it. So that's $19.99 for the family sharing for all of those. Is that right? And Apple TV.
Already got music in cloud.
Yeah, Apple TV Plus. I don't need at the moment because I've just bought a new device. But
over a million iPad apps,
at the end of the year,
the iPad can do whatever you need it to do.
Yeah, so
we're
I would.
Inspired to see how I'm going to consider
it. The thing that bothers me with all of this is, does it intelligently know when you've bought a device and it won't start the subscription at $19.95 until you've finished the device? Or are they banking on you going, no, I'll buy it now, and then you end up paying for stuff that actually you've still got free because you bought the device?
That would be really crappy to do.
No, but I don't know how they can track that because that's pretty complicated.
Didn't they say it's coming at the end of the year? So that would be after the free stuff is
out. Oh, there we go. Problem solved.
No, because I bought an Apple TV a few months ago, and TV 4.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I get it free for a year.
Number one in customer satisfaction for 10 straight years, every year since it launched.
They are good at customer satisfaction. I'll give them
more than ever with iPad. So we continue to push iPad forward.
Customer sent.
This is a big year for iPad. Earlier this year, we made some great updates to the iPad Pro, including the A12Z chip, new Pro camera system, LiDAR scanner, and so much more. Today, we're updating the rest of our full-size iPad lineup, starting with our most popular iPad, And here's Ted to tell you more about it.
Someone is getting a call.
We're incredibly proud of the role that iPad is playing in the lives of so many people. Users love our iPad 7th generation.
We're getting a new iPad then. Didn't see that coming.
10.2-inch Retina display.
No, no one mentioned iPad coming last week in the Mac show. Keyboard,
all in a thin, it wasn't in rumors. And
affordable. It was in the rumors.
And our customers.
No one mentioned it during the show. It doesn't count then.
So this year, we're taking
its beloved design
and cranking up the performance with this.
Does that count?
The new iPad.
One year, there'll be a new iPad. That counts.
It's more capable than ever, and it starts with the A12 Bionic. This chip is a power. Chip. It features a powerful CPU and super fast GPU. Compared to the already fast chip in last year's iPad,
yeah, that's 3 years ago.
It has a 40% faster CPU.
Yeah, but they're only charging you $50 for this.
A massive 2x jump in graphics.
Okay, so I've been questioning the Fitness Plus price.
Everything from working with high resolution content to immersive gaming experience.
It turns out you pay a lot more per month for Peloton.
It's not even close.
Oh yeah, God.
This iPad, the A12 Bionic, is a
better deal. But Peloton does do live sessions and stuff like that, right?
It's up to 3x
Yeah, the instructor will call people out and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But it didn't say whether it was live or pre-recorded only.
Family
I'm pretty sure it's
Plus, for less than the cost of a single person on Peloton.
All that power is delivered in a thin and light design that's super portable.
Peloton just took a hit. Peloton just took a hit.
Now our A series chips are more than a CPU and GPU.
I'm not so sure. They I think this will be interesting for people like me who don't care about Peloton. Learning,
which comes to our most popular iPad for the very first time.
Peloton is really only good if you have the $2,000 bike.
5 trillion operations
or the $5,000
and it powers some magical experiences on
No, Peloton's got workouts in general.
Instantly transform the color of your photos.
As well as
or even analyze your tennis game. And provide real-time
stats of
ball speed and body positioning. Altogether, the A12 Bionic takes performance to the next level and makes iPad more powerful than ever. Now let's talk about accessories. They expand the versatility of iPad. iPad 8th Gen works with a full-size smart keyboard and keyboards from Logitech, like the Combo Touch with trackpad and the Rugged Combo.
So it took us 40 minutes to get through Apple Watch. Let's assume about the same for iPad.
This new iPad works with one of our most beloved
accessories, and this is a two-hour event. Pencil. So what comes in the extra time?
It could be an hour and a half.
Beacon things.
Like pressure sensitivity. The beacon is probably another 10, 15 minutes.
Creativity and enables artists to bring
Here's an overpriced coin that won't stick accurately to something that you want to keep, and it's more than the thing that you want to keep. No?
We're blown away.
And it doesn't work.
And it's going to cost more than the thing you want to keep.
There's really nothing else like it.
It probably gives you incentive to not lose the thing that you want to keep. Because at the price of
Ali Dabs has put all your favorite artists. No, I don't think so. Well, I'm surprised. Sorry, mate, but Apple Music is actually really good. I've subscribed to it for the family version every month at $14.99, and it's frigging great. And the kids are absolutely reliant on it. Tie it into your Echo.
iPadOS 14
it's a must-have. Absolutely must-have.
And productive because you can get
and I'm not a great music file.
And I worked out I got $10 on Apple Music, $10 on cloud, and $5 on TV when it's over. So the premium at 25 is exactly what I already paid now when premium's over in December.
Yep.
And that adds fitness and crappy news and crappy arcade and family.
Stars and I mean I'll take crappy arcade and crappy news. I don't have to use it.
Making it easy to select only what you want and paste your handwritten notes as typed text into another app. New compact UIs mean you can stay focused on the task at hand. And we know, once you start using Apple Pencil,
Bronwyn's on Twitter again, and she says that she's happy that I have facial hair.
We have Scribble, which lets you handwrite into any text field, even straight into numbers. Or to add a final thought to that document you've been working on.
You know, I still feel like they found a box of floppy disks with a Newton OS on it, in the back of a closet. We're like, hey, let's put this in the iPad now so people can write.
This is crazy.
Bob's been in the chat room since the start. Apologies, Bob.
With iPadOS 14, the already amazing experience of Apple Pencil gets even better.
Bob says, Ted who?
These powerful handwriting
and note-taking not seen him before.
Join a host of other new features that continue to push what's possible on iPad.
Bob's saying there's no doubt the iPad is a superb device. It is. I still use my original iPad 12-inch.
Huge performance boost from the A12 Bionic.
Yeah, I have a keyboard and two-year-old Pro, and I have no plans of upgrading it. It's
still great. And it starts at just $329. And it's just $299 for our education customers. Nothing else delivers this level of performance and capability at such an affordable price. Customers can order iPad 8th generation today, and it will be available starting this Friday. Now back to Tim.
Ooh.
iPad 8th generation. With
that's a coronavirus thing. They stuck him in there because they didn't want him to get anywhere near Tim. And Tim's come down onto the level 2 now, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, all of that is green screen anyway.
As I told you, we're updating our entire full-size lineup.
How dare you?
So that brings us to iPad
Apple
Air.
Would never cheat us
iPad
like that.
iPad Air was designed to deliver pro features at a very affordable price.
You can tell on Tim especially, you can tell that green screen. We are thrilled
to introduce an all-new, completely redesigned iPad Air. And here it is.
Slinky.
I don't think the that one definitely was, but I don't think the opening shot was green screen because it's he looked too natural on the floor. Did you get a free slinky with everyone?
I hope so. That was my favorite toy.
I've got an original slinky from 1959 at home in the box.
Oh snap.
This is pretty cool what they're doing with this new air.
Is it the thinnest air they've ever made, Jeff?
This is the new iPad Air. And to tell you
that's
all about
really
it,
good
I'd
question.
Like to hand it over
it's Apple Pencil.
That's the thinnest air we've ever.
Oh, look. Is it Fatty Phil? No.
The new iPad Air starts with a gorgeous
Laura.
Design. A lot of
the
women.
The only thin-inline closure and narrow border design features a beautiful all-screen display.
Nice to meet you, Laura.
They should call it the iPad
Mars.
Each
iPad Air is meticulous.
There's a new pencil coming. That's all the writing was about.
The top button to the sculpted detail around the camera. And the new iPad Air design comes in 5 gorgeous colors, including a new rose gold, green, and sky blue finish.
Rose green.
Well, they were showing all the writing with Apple colors. Pencil 1.
And this new design features
a
stunning liquid retina display.
Yeah,
in
so
the same
confused
footprint as the previous Air,
so
the new iPad Air features a larger 10.9-inch liquid retina display with a resolution
Pencil
of
2 is so much better, but they have the one just
That's
everywhere.
Over 3.8 million pixels.
Maybe it's an education thing that a lot of
and it has advanced
a lot of schools bought the first
like
Apple Pencil and they want to like
wide color,
give them
true tone and an anti-reflective coating that combined deliver an amazing visual experience.
How many times how many years ago did we sit here during a keynote and go the reflection on that iPad is going to be crap
Touch ID.
And now they've put an anti-reflective coating on only 8 years late
and
mate.
Integrated it right with the top button. This provides convenient and secure
the top button's Touch ID.
Display to extend on all
Holy
sides.
Crap, right. That is because that's super. Oh man!
So now we know what's going to happen on the iPhone.
Ease of use and security.
What, you don't think there's going to be carry on being facial? Of course there'll be facial over touch.
They will
be both.
They're both. Oh, I don't know.
No, they will
be both. You can open it without looking at it while you're driving or something. Just put your finger over there.
And it uses a faster secure enclave to more quickly authenticate the fingerprint data. And using it is as simple as ever.
Or you can double lock it, finger and eyes. You can't fake both.
Log into apps or use Apple Pay.
True.
It's fast, easy, and secure.
Yeah, there'll be thresholds. So you can go up to $45 with face only, but over $45 you've got to do finger and face.
Which is going to give the new Air a huge
leap. That sounds like this.
To tell you more, here's Tim Millay.
A finger and face is just enough to get your bank empty.
I'm super excited to tell you about the powerful new chip we built
back
in
the bunker.
iPad Air. Our latest A series.
Bob Beach is bored.
He's
bored.
Even Apple couldn't afford them.
To build chips with
the green's nice though.
Powerful custom technology
Yeah, the green is
super efficient. I like the rails gold.
Is it me, or does the air look a bit fat, says Ian? One way we do this is by aggressively
adopting cutting-edge silicon process technology year after year. And now with A14, we'll be the first in the industry to use the breakthrough 5-nanometer process technology. The incredibly small scale of this
that process Intel cannot
deliver.
The
laws of physics. In fact, we're talking about a scale so small
that maybe
the
can't even do 7.
Of these
so.
5-nanometer transistors are measured in atoms. This means we were able to pack 11.8 billion transistors into A14. That's an increase of nearly 40% over our 7-nanometer.
The hardware in the background is really interesting.
We use these additional transistors to deliver.
Someone's
going to
slow that down and look at all of those screens.
Can you see that? Is this like an iPhone test stand or something?
Yeah.
A14 Bionic includes a big update to our CPU.
Someone's going to super zoom that, enhance it.
Oh, it's totally.
Oh, yeah.
Resulting in great performance at lower power.
Super expensive screens as well, look.
Mm-hmm.
Sized to meet the needs of the most demanding applications.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't cost Apple that.
Powerful new 6-core design.
This results in not that much people actually bought them.
40% increase.
That's true,
yeah.
It's the overstock
compared to the previous iPad Air.
Yeah, and as I said, like it doesn't cost Apple that much.
Features our newest GPU architecture.
I'm not gonna lie, if I had the disposable, I'd buy one.
At the lowest
no, I don't think I would. I don't mind spending money on quality stuff, but I just think that's you look at like the monitors I've got in front of me. These things cost me £1,000 each, and I didn't mind paying it because they were cutting edge at the time. Curved 34-inch monitors, but they weren't even 1080. Now you can get 1080 monitors at £279 for the same thing, and it guts me. But it's like, you know, I paid £1,000 for something that I perceive to be a quality item. And I know that that's a quality item, but there's so many good screens out there that are just as good in performance. That you really are getting bent over, though.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the word disposable.
No.
I could actually burn it.
I still wouldn't. I just find that offensive.
iPad experience. Like a much faster.
I would gladly. I spend money on quality. That's not a problem. But I will
spending
not.
Spending money on quality is when it's not disposable. Disposal means go out and buy a bottle of champagne and pour it in the stripper.
I wouldn't do that either because I'd want to drink it and then.
That's what I'm saying. So that's disposable. Like disposable means.
But no, it doesn't. Disposable.
Even if disposable, I wouldn't buy it. I would spend that on something else.
Because you don't do disposable.
No, disposable means it doesn't hurt me to buy it. It's irrelevant to me if I buy it. It doesn't mean that I want to waste it, and I'm not into that, and I think that's a wrong. I wouldn't do that, Doc.
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't do that.
No, but it doesn't change the phrase of disposable. Disposable's not about you can do it and who cares? Screw the little people. Screw the starving of the world. It means the amount wouldn't hurt me in my pocket.
So instead of talking about chip Bionic technology, do you guys think they're going to announce announce an ARM Mac?
Makes iPad Air much more powerful
for machine learning. Yeah, I mean, they're talking so much about it that I'm kind of wondering. I mean, I didn't think so, but...
You think we got an hour later?
Even faster secure enclave for Touch ID. This is by far the most advanced chip we've ever made, and we're thrilled to bring it to the new iPad Air. Now back to you, Laura.
Maybe not.
The chip technology is mind-blowing, so the chat room, 5 nanometers.
A14 is a huge leap forward in performance.
If I had the money to, I'd rather pour champagne over a stripper than buy an Apple display.
So let's take a look.
There you go.
Have you told your wife that, Ian? Because she'd rather have the Apple display, I'm sure.
DJ Pro AI is an app that brings...
Ian's hoping it ends soon.
The A14 Bionic allows us to build intelligent features into the
app. This is pretty rad. I use it a lot just playing around.
Guest 23 joined. I'm reckoning that's Patrick.
It just blows our mind that this is possible now.
Hi, I'm Alexi from Pixonic, developer of the game War Robots.
The A14 definitely not having anybody
allows us
there
to deliver console-level graphics on a device you can hold in your hands. It's quite amazing to have real-time 6-versus-6 multiplayer game running on iPad at 60 frames per second. For example, the textures are much more detailed, the shadows are dynamic, and reflections are more realistic.
Wait, I want to play that game.
It's amazing.
Couldn't give us stuff.
And we're from Pixelmator. Pixelmator Photo is a photo editing app for enhancing photos.
So I think everyone's seen the movies where somebody would point at a screen and go, hey, zoom in on that. Now, enhance. And now I brought that to iPad.
That's by cubic interpolation. That's not new, but it's new on a small device.
The ML Super Resolution finds individual details, edges, colors, gradients, textures, and it combines it back in an image.
Now we can build intelligent features into the app. The possibilities are just endless with this.
With the A14 chip, the new Air is going to bring incredible performance to customers looking to step up to a more powerful iPad. And there's more. Another great feature we're bringing to iPad Air is USB-C. USB-C increases data
iPhones
transfer speeds
up to
5 gigabits per second. That's a 10-fold jump in performance over the previous Air.
Maybe. I hope so, but
to a
maybe.
Host of external devices,
defo.
Like cameras, drives, and external monitors.
USB-C is the new standard.
The new
gotta
Air
be.
Also includes yep. great cameras front and back.
I agree.
The front 7-megapixel FaceTime HD
I'll still
camera
believe it when
supports
I see.
Smart HDR, mm-hmm. improved 1080p
oh,
video
the
capture.
Cameras in the right yeah,
better
I, oh, sorry, I jumped ahead on you.
Really high quality
on the iPhone,
calls.
iPhone, I'm.
And on the
I
back,
think they would rather
the
go to no
megapixel camera
connector
used in
than
the
to
iPad Pro with focus pixels and a yeah. larger aperture
I don't know they can,
to
though.
Capture incredibly sharp photos.
I think
people,
they
can. Yeah, people. No, people have their plug-in headphones that are, you know, the audio
so the
files are want to plug in hard.
Oh, the new Air are going to look better than ever.
Did you see that they put the front-facing camera in the right place?
Yeah, 7 megapixels as well.
Finally.
Ted Lasso, get him, boys.
That is so
what
good.
A great show.
Freaking cheese.
The new Air also works with our
best thing that Apple's done this year is Ted Lasso.
Apple Pencil.
Well, for the last 5 years,
so much.
For pairing, charging, and storage.
The opening the scene with the old manager had me. That was it.
Floating design and
hey, you know the so this the boss lady, Mania. She's the Shane Bell ringer in GOT.
Hannah Waddingham.
Next
yes.
generation touch
yeah,
ID.
Hannah Waddingham.
A huge boost in performance with A14 Bionic, USB-C, advanced cameras, Wi-Fi 6.
Sharon loves her.
LTE
she thinks she's great. And she thinks the relationship
faster.
Between her and the topless girls.
This is by far mm-hmm.
oh, yeah.
the most powerful.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
And Roy reminds me of Ali.
Is that a first generation?
Yeah, that's
pencil.
What we said. First generation pencil.
He's now still compatible.
Yes.
So they've taken some shit earlier. Over that then. They have taken crap over it.
Dude, that green one looks so dope.
No, that's a second gen pencil.
That's one, yeah.
Yeah, flat side.
Is it going to work with both?
It should. Probably. I mean, it does currently.
It can't work with the first gen because there's no lightning port to plug it into for pairing.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yes.
It could be a lightning adapter.
Well, they could. Yeah, you could do like a lightning to USB adapter or something.
Maybe pairs wirelessly. Bob Beach says the A14 suggests that the new Apple Silicon will be screaming fast.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
Price,
I mean,
$699 says Ian.
$499.
So that's the new iPad Air, and we can't wait to get it into our customers' hands.
Starting today.
Start at $599.
Ooh, shit, that's hot.
Beginning next month.
And okay, finally, so now why would you want to buy an 11-inch iPad Pro?
iPad have been carefully designed to have minimal impact on the environment.
Yeah, screen area is not that big, is it?
Zero carbon goal.
Yeah, there's
100%
really,
recyclable
it's a redundant gap, isn't it, up to the 12.9,
all of the
yeah.
fiber in the packaging of both iPad models is recycled or comes from responsibly managed forests. Both iPads
probably
use 100% recycled tin solder in their main logic
soon.
Boards and are free of harmful substances.
October.
So while our work here is
not I'm
finished,
not so sure. I think it might be next year, like March or something.
With these new products.
Yeah, when
so
did we get
we have
the last
iPad,
iPad Pro update?
It's really
that was
for
in
an
October 20,
new iPad
in September
Air
2018.
More pro features to even more customers.
That was out of the road, the updates before were all in March. The mighty iPad Mini.
Combined with the Patrick's worked out how to change his name. Well done, dude. These by far the
most exciting iPads 18 months is Apple's cadence for now the back pros.
Back to Tim. Hang on. We got one more thing. Here we go. Another hour to go.
Well, we have another hour left.
It's fun packed. 30 minutes. Oh, we're missing Craig out.
What a great day of announcement.
See, now that is very good if it's green screen. That shadow is excellent. Tomorrow,
beginning with iOS 14, a huge release that transforms the core experience of iPhone.
Apple definitely has redesigned widgets right on the screen. I need to do it.
A new way to organize your iOS 14 is live tomorrow.
And a new it should be.
That's my guess. Experience
apps the moment you need them. That's what everybody is guessing.
iPad Last OS iPad 14, Pro update was during lockdown, says Matt, and he can't get into the chat room.
Provides huge improvements to iPad apps and takes the iPad experience even further. WatchOS 7 provides a whole new way to discover and share watch faces, a new sleep app, automatic hand washing detection, and provides additional workouts and fitness
automatic
metrics.
Hand washing
this looks
detection.
This sounds like a summary. Which makes
your big screen it does. Yes, you summarize it.
And so now we go on to the next thing, picture, which sharing, takes an hour. AirPods,
yeah, Apple hopefully. Music lyrics,
secure camera features. Well, Big Sur should be tomorrow too, right?
No, Big Sur is not I ready. These new
releases oh, 28.
Big Sur will be tomorrow. Next month. And all
of the yeah, products we announced today guess. Will
ship. Oh, yeah, October 29th. Sorry, that's right. My bad.
Thank you all for joining us.
It's always the last day before Halloween or the last Tuesday before Halloween. And services that
empower and inspire you. So the new stuff is shipping with this with the new OS installed today.
Everyone, dude, I love Coach Beard. Stay safe
and have a great day. Sounds like it's done. That was it. 1 hour, an hour.
They blocked 2 hours for
because I could.
1 hour.
Okay, I gotta run. Peace out. Let me watch the
shorter than I thought. I mean,
that was shorter than I thought, but they set the expectation right at the beginning. They told us exactly what they're going to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, and they announced everything that was rumored before, so it's not that they didn't do anything that... I mean, actually not, the AirTags was rumored as well.
So they...
I was waiting for the second hour, I went for a piss!
No. Sounds like...
So they said that the new operating or iOS and watchOS will be on these devices that are available Friday. Mm-hmm. But if Tim said that iOS and watchOS are available for everyone today tomorrow. Or tomorrow or Friday or Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, order today. Hearing it. Order today, available Friday.
Yeah, but what about the watchOS and iOS updates for everyone else?
They've got to be Friday.
Did he
they've got to be.
Say it's coming tomorrow?
But they've got to be. So if the new devices are available Friday in the stores, they've got to have the GM on them. And has there been a GM issued for anything?
Okay. Yeah. People on Twitter are doing the OMG. It really is tomorrow. So I just missed hearing it. I probably just talked right over Tim. You know, because yeah, I'm probably,
Friday. I thought he said it was all available.
Yeah, that's way, when the hardware's available.
Yeah.
The operating systems.
OS tomorrow.
Yeah, that usually means right they before. Have to do it a couple of days before, like a day or two before. And if the watches and whatever come in on Friday, tomorrow would be the time. By the way, Patrick, right. The rings, that's a stage that they built, I think, last year for like an event, and then they kept it. So that's like a music stage.
Who's getting a six, says then Bob?
Yeah, me.
No one does one more
I
thing
anymore.
I
definitely want the new Apple Watch, and I will have to look at finances because, of course, I am currently unemployed.
No, that's fine. Order Apple Watch today, says Patrick. He's definitely in. Magic Man's just dived in the chat room as well after the keynote, so... we'll be back on Friday with the Mac Show as normal at 4 p.m. And we'll do a big wash-up of all the news that we had and all of the important bits, and then we'll still say the Apple Watch looks like it. Well, it still looks fugly. I'm sorry, it's a fugly device.
I still disagree.
It's better up to the edge, but this idea about there's lost screen space. Well, most of the round dials are round, so. Right, thank you, Chatroom, for joining us. We will end the broadcast there, and we will wash up with you on Friday at 4 p.m. Thanks for everyone.